It's Marcus Cannon. I'm going to be on Totally Patriots. Come check me out.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And Totally Patriots is ready to jingle bell rock. Let the spirit ring with Professor Fritz as he explains the science behind belief.
Belief has the power to change your life.
Plus, Jonathan Freeney's been good all year. Hear what he really wants for Christmas in Tilted.
Just having my whole direct family coming up for the game and all of them spending Christmas with me before the holidays.
Later, have some pumpkin pie with Marcus Cannon.
My favorite part of Christmas besides getting presents is probably the food.
And do some caroling.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Hey!
So you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. We're telling you why. Totally Patriots starts right now.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. Happy holidays, everybody. We're getting festive up here in Patriot Place. Hanukkah just wrapping up.
Amazing. Did you have a good time?
Awesome time
awesome.
This year.
Awesome. Festivus on the way, followed by the big one, Christmas. And for us, Christmas is all about getting together with family and friends. And we actually found some friends in Houston.
We did, and I think it's time to make a new one right now. Marcus Cannon is all mic'd up and ready to go in Audible.
Hi, my name is Marcus Cannon. I'm from Odessa, Texas. I have two older brothers and a younger sister. I played football at TCU and was drafted to the Patriots in the fifth round in 2011. And now I'm here. At TCU, this is our hand sign for the Horned Frog. The Horned Frog's best defense is shooting blood out of its eyes, which is pretty cool. There's no better college mascot out there. Odessa, Texas is known for Friday Night Lights, the big Permian thing. But unfortunately, I didn't go to that high school. I went to the crosstown rival, the Odessa Broncos. We beat Permian twice, and it was the second time in 40 years that we beat them. What do I miss most about Texas? Probably the open spaces. You know, there's just a lot of open land, and I'm an outdoorsman, so, you know, I like being out and alone all by myself. I live on 80 acres inside Foxborough that leads up to the state forest, so, you know, I can ride four-wheelers back there. I can go hunting, shoot my bow. The kind of bow I use is just it's a compound bow. It's not like Katniss and the Hunger Games, but it's a little bit more powerful. Matt Light actually taught me how to shoot a bow. But, you know, it's just usually just me. If anybody else wanted to tag along, I'm all for it. I eat everything that I hunt. Currently, right now, I have 175 pounds of red deer in my freezer. Well, I guess that's enough about me, so let's go see what these students have for me.
I'll bet Marcus loved being home for a little bit, enjoyed being back in Texas. Get some of that authentic barbecue. It is delicious. I've had it. The ribs, oh my God, my mouth is like watering now just thinking about it. Anyway, he's back here with us in New England now. Let's see how he does with the students. He's in the hall with Ashley, all mic'd up and ready to go for Pat's Chat.
Totally Patriots.
Thanks, Romeo. I'm here at the Hall of Patriot Place presented by Raytheon with a group of students. Let's hope I get this right. From Edward M. Kennedy Academy for Health Careers. Did I get that right? Woo! I deserve a raise. Guys, help me welcome Marcus Cannon.
What's up, guys?
Take a seat, big man. Take a seat.
Oh.
I think we all can agree that we're a little jealous of his ensemble today. Doesn't he look comfy in those blue and blue sweats? I'm feeling it.
He's pretty comfortable.
Yeah, we all need to get hooked up with a pair. All right, so Christmas is right around the corner. I'm wanting to know, what is your favorite part about Christmas? Do you go back to Texas? Like, what are we talking about here? What's your favorite Christmas stuff?
My favorite part of Christmas besides getting presents is probably the food.
Yeah.
And the pies and all that good stuff.
No one's saying no to pie, and if you are, you have no soul.
During Christmas, when you were a lot younger, what was the most desired present that you wanted?
Well, the most desired present we wanted was this race car, and it was about like this big, and it went 40 miles an hour. And I have two older brothers and a younger sister, so my parents had to buy three of these. And this was when I was about 11, and that's when something that cost $100 was a lot. And each car was $100, so my parents bought all three of us cars, and they were all different colors. And we were so surprised because we got, like, that was like the biggest present we ever asked for, and we got it. And I still have that car. At my mom has it. She won't give it back, but I still have it at home.
But now, you said you have two kids. Ages?
MJ, my son Marcus Jr. is 2, and my daughter's name is Maddie Rose, and she's about to be 4 on the 9th.
So 4 years old, they're asking for things. What does Santa have to bring this year?
So she's always been asking for something called an American doll.
Do we know
an
American doll?
I'm not too sure what that is.
Oh, American girl. See,
American girl doll. So like, I guess like you go and you get this doll and then you could take it to like the American doll restaurant and eat with the doll and all this, but she's just been raving about it.
So Santa will be bringing the American girl.
Oh, she's probably going to get it.
All right, guys, let's give Marcus Cannon a big round of applause.
We're totally tuned in. Here's what the Pats have been up to on social media. Coming up, they've clinched the AFC East. Now the Pats believe they can reach another Super Bowl. Find out what makes belief possible and how they do that. Plus, he's a jolly, happy soul.
Ho, ho, ho.
Jonathan Freeney gets festive and tilted.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Patriots.
How do you get from Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota to Patriots special teams captain Matthew Slater? Marcus Mariota plays ping pong in a Heisman House commercial with Eddie George, who played for the Houston Oilers and head coach Jeff Fisher. Fisher was teammates at USC with running back Marcus Allen, who was a member of the 2003 Pro Football Hall of Fame class with James Lofton. Lofton was teammates on the Los Angeles Rams with Jackie Slater, who is the father of Patriots special teams captain Matthew Slater. And that's your 6 degrees.
And then, of course, there's the first degree connection, the McCourties. Devin's going to be playing his twin brother, Jason, tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll have a little bragging rights Christmas morning, a little win for him. Well, I love getting to see the other side of players, a little kind of weird, funny, funky, silly side of players. It's time for the holiday edition of Tilted.
Pretty soon after Thanksgiving, usually in that first week after Thanksgiving, I'm trying to put up a tree or getting in Christmas spirit. That's usually my favorite holiday, so I just love this time of year. When Christmas comes around, I'm just already pretty much excited. I most definitely remember my favorite Christmas gift had to be when I was like 6 years old, and it was a Ninja Turtles training wheels bike, because I was a big Ninja Turtles fan, and my father got it for me, and it was my favorite gift ever. Ho, ho, ho. What I want for Christmas this year is I would actually like to have my whole family come up for the last December 20th game this year. Just having all my family there. You know, it's close to Christmas time. It's on the 20th, so just having my whole direct family coming up for the game and all of them spending Christmas with me before the holidays. First time I saw snow was when I went to college. I went to school at Rutgers University in New Jersey, and that was the first time I saw snow. I actually kind of liked it at first, and then after living in it, For a while, I was like, yeah, forget this. If I wasn't a football player, well, I wanted to actually become a sports agent. So that's probably what I'd be doing if I wasn't playing football. Show me the money. My celebrity crush, I would have to say, is Stacey Dash. My most embarrassing moment would have to be when I was in middle school and I tried to cut my own hair, but I kind of used like the shape up clippers instead of the actual blade, and I put two big patches in my head. I had to go to my father, and he actually shaved my whole head bald, so I had to go to school the next day, couldn't wear no hat or nothing, and all the kids laughed at me. They actually was rubbing it and making wishes.
I am here at Santa's Wonderland in the Bass Pro Shop at the Patriot Place. Let me tell you, super impressed and fingers crossed I can get myself in the big guy's lap. God willing, he can hold this weight. But anyways, I know I'm on the nice list. Professor Fritz, another one, absolutely on the nice list. The guy does no wrong. And now he's breaking down belief. I think he's trying to earn some street cred with Santa. Here we go. It's time for How They Do That.
Hi, I'm Professor Fritz. And welcome to How They Do That. Belief is an interesting concept. For years, people firmly believed the Earth was flat. We now know it to be round. Your belief stems from your search for truth. Think about something you believe in strongly, like how you think smooth peanut butter is better than crunchy. You feel that way because you believe it to be true. It's not. In fact, when people ask questions about their beliefs, those who answered positively had the same amount of brain function as those who answered negatively. The brain processes beliefs the same way it does factual information. The sensory areas of the cerebral cortex receive messages and send them to the thalamus for interpretation. If the message is deemed important enough, the information is sent to the hippocampus for storage in long-term memory or relayed to the hypothalamus or amygdala. These areas then release hormones and neurotransmitters that travel across the brain, usually to the prefrontal cortex and the ACC. Belief can also change the way the body operates. It's called neuroplasticity. When you believe in something strongly, the brain builds synapses between its neurons to connect the information from decision-making to long-term memory. The more the idea is reinforced, the more synapses the brain makes. This increases the neural connection and hence your belief. This process is how scientists found the placebo effect. You complain of headaches. Your doctor gives you a pill that is supposed to cure them. After you take the pill, you notice your headache is gone. Later, you find out that the pill you took was actually just sugar. Sweet. What? The pill didn't actually do anything. It was your belief in it. While your brain actually knows you took a sugar pill, it switches gears and sends messages as if you had taken medicine, releasing endorphins to help dull the pain. That's the placebo effect. Before you start asking your mom for candy instead of cough syrup, know this. The placebo effect does not work for everyone, and it is not a guarantee. What it does show us is that belief has the power to change your life. So believe in yourself, and success will follow. I'm Professor Fritz, and that is how we believe.
Totally Facts, Tennessee. Did you know? A Country Christmas at the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center in Nashville features 2.3 million holiday lights, 1.5 million pounds of real snow, and the world's largest outdoor nativity scene. Still to come, Santa Claus is coming to Totally Challenge. See what fun Marcus Cannon unwraps next.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
It's Totally Fit with high school strength trainer Chelsea Parks.
This week's topic is the most important component of an exercise program. It's called warming up. When we warm up, we want to make sure that we dynamically warm up or move when we warm up. When this happens, we're going to increase the body temperature, increase the heart rate, and decrease the injury risk. You can also use a warm-up as a mental preparation. So tune out from your day and focus on your exercising. So make sure you warm up every time before exercise. I'll see you next time.
Well, part of the fun of opening up holiday presents, the surprise. You never know what's inside or what kind of reaction it'll spark. Probably why those videos are so popular on YouTube. We figured let's add a little holiday theme, a little holiday twist to this week's Totally Challenge. So get ready, Marcus, because it's game time.
Welcome back to the Hall of Patriot Place presented by Raytheon. I am Miss Ashley Feldman, and it's time for my personal favorite part of this show, Totally Challenge. So luckily for Marcus, it's the Christmas season, and he's not going to know what he's dared to eat here because they're in present boxes. So call that a blessing or a curse, sir. But
truth or dare?
Why not dare?
Oh, open a present.
Okay. I'm getting a lot of presents this Christmas. Golly. Oh, you gotta come get some.
Uh-oh.
It's fruitcake.
Oh, that's not bad. She took that right from me.
Do you like fruitcake?
No. I don't know.
You're not allergic to anything, are you? Okay.
He's such a nice dad. Oh, she likes. She likes.
I've never liked fruitcake. No.
No, okay. They don't like. Yeah, but
it's a little weird.
Do we have one more would you rather question? Do we have a would you rather?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you rather win an ugly sweater contest when you weren't wearing an ugly sweater or be the only person not dressed up for a fancy dress party?
Probably be the only person not dressed up for a fancy party.
No, that's my biggest fear.
Huh?
Why? Why is that your answer?
Because it'd be kind of weird if you're just wearing a sweater and everybody's like, oh, that's an ugly sweater. And you didn't mean to wear an ugly sweater.
This is true.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see
what's in the last one. Sing your favorite Christmas carol.
Hey, what is it?
Probably Away in the Manger.
Gonna sing?
Yeah.
Who else can sing? If you can sing, come on, we'll sing it together. Duet. Away in the Manger. Oh, they're gonna get me to do it.
Please do it. I'm dying for this.
Oh, just a little bit. Away in the manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. No one knows this song. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Guys, one more time for Marcus Cannon. Give a round of applause. He's still singing.
Thank you, guys.
Boats, players, song of the week.
This is Jonathan Frenney of the New England Patriots, and the song I'm listening to is Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
This is Julian Edelman, and my first job was a window boy at my dad's shop. Every time a car got serviced, I had to wash the windows, vacuum it, and clean all the areas that had grease marks or anything, you know, because a clean car is a happy car. I was the best window washer there was. I mean, you know, people in the window game know, newspaper, streakless, you get it.
Well, looks like Romeo's out of luck this time. I snuck a spot on Santa's lap. While I explain to him the long list of things I need, Santa, I'll leave you guys with some of the top plays from Houston. We'll see you next week.
Takes the step, has it to White, runs up the middle. Touchdown, Patriots! Pressured again by Shears, who spins into the earth.
Falls out.
And Malcolm Brown recovers. He throws it to the end zone. Butler is there. The ball is fumbled and knocked away incomplete. Malcolm Butler knocks it away.